range.
To Mr. Mark Stanton Welch, visionary songwriter and musician. In case you don't already know him, for 20 years his creations have touched the hearts and minds of New Thought audiences worldwide. His music and lyrics are designed to raise the collective and individual vibration of groups, which is why I chose his special music for this show. For more information and to purchase his amazing CDs, log on to www.markstanton.com. I sing his music in the shower, in the car, and anytime I just want to feel happy. Welcome to Psychic 101. Everything you always wanted to know about paranormal phenomena but were afraid to ask, with Karen Tallcat Conley. I am a psychic medium, and I am passionate about demystifying woo-woo, superstition, and misconception. My goal is showing you the amazing things you are capable of doing. The phone lines will be open a bit later in the show, and to call in, just dial 877-489-6350 worldwide or 888-228-4494 for USA and Canada. First, a few announcements. On Friday, March 14th, I'll be teaching at Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona, about what else but Intuition 101, your psychic ability, that's right, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. In this class, you will learn to connect with a partner via telepathy, remote view, learn the best ways to receive psychic guidance, and determine what is and is not guidance. You'll receive hands-on experience with feedback. Now, everyone has this ability. Here you can learn to access, enhance, and improve your inner knowing. And since the greatest of things are achieved with a light heart, come prepared to play. Tickets are only $35 and sold at Wings of Light. Phone number is 928-367-4477. That's Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona. If you'd like to listen to this show again, you can go to my website, or find out about an upcoming appearance or event of mine, go to www.KarenTallCatConley.com. That's Tallcat with a K, Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y. On March 21st through the 23rd, that's the spring equinox, the hubby and I will be in Palm Springs attending the Prophets Conference. The topic is orbs, interacting with other realms. The Prophets Conferences are held quarterly. They feature outstanding speakers and some of the most creative, spiritual, and scientific minds in the world. To find out more about what Prophets Conference has to offer, go to www.greatmystery.org. Little more news. Last Sunday, we participated in the Berry Wonderful Pet Festival in Sholo, Arizona at the Greenhouse Healing Center. Cindy Slater, proprietor, provided an awesome venue. The organizers of the event, Cheryl Ford and Barbara Bruce, created a fun and quality good time for the community. Many sponsors and vendors donated time and money to the cause, raising money for beloved Barry Wonderful's medical expenses in the treatment of his bone cancer. The event will be a yearly event for Worthy Pets in Need or an organization which will be the benefactor of the next event. Cheryl reports that more than $1,200 was raised. There are still some T-shirts and buttons left for sale. If you would like a T-shirt and know someone who would, you can get one from Cindy Slater at the Greenhouse, 928-537-0356. As a pet psychic for the day, I got to say it was delightful to open my office, little office door, to a group of clients with four legs on leashes who barked, licked, and nudged their appreciation after their session. Ever wondered if you could communicate with animals? Is there really a way to understand what your cat, horse, dog, or even fish is thinking and feeling? Well, there is a universal method. It's a language that applies to all species, and it's called telepathy. We can learn, since 9-1-1, Katrina, and other world events, people are becoming so much more aware of the need to recognize their connection with all living beings and nature. We can learn so much from animals about living in harmony and balance on the earth. Telepathic communication boosts understanding, joy, and richness in relationships with our animal companions and really all of life. The word telepathy means feeling across a distance, roughly translated. It involves the direct transmission of feelings, intentions, thoughts, sensations, and pure knowing. Animals communicate through physical actions and telepathically with humans and among each other. People receive messages from animals to the degree that they are able to tune in, listen, or perceive them. All children are born with the ability to communicate telepathically with their own and other species. Now, here's a short story about that. I once had a young couple come to me for an intuitive consultation. They brought their 3-year-old daughter along. The child settled down quickly after having a good look at the environment. When she became a little restless, she found it interesting to go into her mother's purse, quietly pulling out car keys and Tampax to deposit on the floor after a thorough examination of each object was completed. Suddenly, I felt the little girl's message, "What about me? Can we talk?" was the feeling she was sending. So I asked the parents' permission to engage the child. Immediately, the child got down off her parents' lap, toddled over to me, and crawled up on my lap. She inspected my earrings, the texture of my clothing, and peered deeply into my eyes. There was no doubt we were connecting. From her little field, I felt a sensation of vast, open wonder and an open-ended question about what would this life of hers be like. I told her she was a beautiful soul, here for a special reason, and she had a wonderful life ahead of her. Adventures. She was aware of my ability to speak to her mind, which drew her to my presence. Her question came from her soul, which is fully grown. I explained to her young, still on the threshold of life parents, what and how she communicated. They had sensed this ability in her already by themselves. So even though children have the ability to communicate telepathically, unfortunately, they become socialized to use verbal language as the accepted or higher mode of communication. We are also conditioned to believe that animals are generally inferior to humans in the ability to think, feel, and make non-instinctual choices. So, we gradually learn to separate ourselves from mutual and equal communication with them. The word animal comes from the Latin word anima, meaning life principle, air, breath, soul, living being. Recognizing that beautiful spiritual essence of animals and respecting them as fellow beings is the key to a telepathic exchange. Even though this ability to communicate telepathically with animals and humans both is usually lost in childhood in this culture, if there is a love for animals and a willingness to relearn, the ability can be revived. First, discard any condescending attitude that animals are lower, less evolved, or less intelligent beings. Those attitudes will block any communications, whether with animals or your human family. See the pattern? Animals actually march to the frequency of nature itself, which is a higher frequency than humanity. All of humanity benefits when we are able to be humble and receptive. Animals teach us this. Some of the amazing benefits of connecting to your beloved pet this way are that you will find that you are cultivating flexibility. You'll find yourself open to surprises, the unexpected. You will learn to take risks, allow all communications to take their own form, and improve your ability to be not judgmental. And how valuable is that? Telepathic communication happens between people, people and animals, and includes all of nature's life forms. Beyond animal telepathy comes a greater connection into the pool of oneness where all thought and all feeling is one. When I was about 8 years old, I hooked into this oneness principle accidentally through my love for trees, rocks, and birds. In my grandmother's little backyard, where it was quiet, private, solitary, and overgrown with bushes and grass, one day I became acutely aware of all life at once. Chirping birds seemed to form a little society. Lizards sunbathing on a rock. Beetles crossing my bare toes. Lying on my belly on the warm summer soil, I felt what seemed like a heartbeat that wasn't mine. It was a low hum. A simple, delightful vibration. It was then that I knew the earth itself is truly a living being and connected to me, not separate, connected. Ever since, I have been conscious of the need for balance in the whole of life. So, if you wish to try telepathic communication with your pet, I'd like to offer you a few suggestions. It's so much fun. It's so enlightening. First, get down. By that I mean, allow your energy to be drawn into your lower body. Center and ground yourself there. Draw your energy away from the thoughts in your head and your mental projections and chatter. Feel your connection to the animal you wish to talk with. Recognize your own feelings as separate from the animal. Begin to notice the difference between your thoughts and the animal's thoughts. As you soften and relax, with practice, you will begin to receive the full range of communication from animals, including feelings, emotions, and physical sensations. You can see how the value of this applies to many things in life, not just your pet, your family, your children, your coworkers, right? In one of my presentations, I connect with members of the audience with their departed loved ones. And beloved pets often make themselves known as well. They come through this way as a means of evidence that such a connection is real, life is eternal, and to provide closure to their owners. One memorable time went like this. Somebody's pet is in here, an unusual pet. Is it yours? I said to a young boy in the front row. What kind of unusual pet? He inquired. Well, it seems like a hamster or maybe a pot-bellied pig, I replied. The young man shook his head, no. In the middle of the room, hands went up, waving with excitement. Here, here, right here, it's for us, it's for us. Did you have a guinea pig, I asked. Laughter ensued. No, not exactly. He was a pig, but he weighed over 1,000 pounds. He says his name starts with a W, I said. The family cheered. Now the whole room was giggling. This was my wonderful introduction to Winston, the 1,000-pound pet pig, or by proper name, Boar. He had a bombastic, in-your-face personality and was very intelligent. His presence just burst into the room, commanding full attention of everyone. He indicated he lived like a king all of his life. He took devious pleasure in living indoors until he got too large, mostly because it was a bit of an annoyance to the husband. Winston, you see, heartily competed for the larger portion of attention from the husband's wife and her mother. Winston said there was one special thing, something he enjoyed so very, very much, one of his biggest pleasures in life, something someone had rubbed all over him. It was baby oil, said the wife. He loved it so. Pulling out her hanky, she blew her nose, weeping, happy, all at once. Winston, the comic pig, was there to let his family know through this message. He was perfectly okay. But most important of all, his family had done all the right things, always, in all the right ways. Even though his human family knows how to talk with animals, they were forced to make a decision to put Winston down, which was heartbreaking. And this communication was a joyous closure, an example of animal humor, courtesy of Winston, the amazing pig, that to me resembled Wilbur in Charlotte's Web. At the Very Wonderful Pet Festival, one of my clients was a lovable lab named Buddy. We began talking instantly. He says his favorite thing to do is go to the woods with you, I said to his owner. He says you give him a signal, sort of like, and he takes off ahead of you. He waits and then brings something back to you. Hunting, I asked. The owner said, no, but tell me more about the woods. I noticed his eyes were perhaps slightly misty. The lab showed me that he bounds forward in the woods, like he's on a mission. He showed me himself jumping high over fallen trees in total, complete focus and direction. What else? I asked Buddy. He elaborated by showing a picture of the way he looks into holes and vacant logs, and then when something moves inside there, he is excited and surprised all at once about it, wagging his tail as hard as he can. Then he waits. He has completed his mission. The owner of the lab looked directly in my eyes and said, Buddy is a search and rescue dog. Buddy promptly began wiggling and nudging me all over, wagging his tail, and then lay down in my lap. A bit more communication, and the business was completed. Even a dog like Buddy, with such a special and aware owner, took pleasure in talking this way. Buddy, the search and rescue dog, a hero who takes simple yet profound joy in helping. It was an honor to meet him and his human. One of the clients was not so sure about my information coming from her tiny dog, which is perfectly okay, since no psychic pet or otherwise is 100% accurate. As she was about to leave, I added one more little thing. Oh, she says she really likes the way you celebrate her birthday every year with a little candle on a cupcake. For some reason, this bit of info registered with the owner. Smart little dog, that one. Learning telepathy techniques is a valuable, valuable tool in life. There are so many fun and creative ways to practice it with your pet, even wildlife, your child, or your partner. It's funny, as I'm talking, my cats are gathered around my table here. Isn't that interesting? You know, I had such fun being pet psychic for the day. I think I shall teach a workshop about it. If you're interested in learning more about such techniques, here are some sources I highly, highly recommend. The book Animal Talk by Penelope Smith. Penelope is the pioneer in interspecies communications. Please check out her website at animaltalk.net. Animal Link is a quarterly magazine of interest to all animal lovers and communicators. Perry Londra, www.perrylondraltd, that's spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A, Perry Londra. For amazing stories, help in assisting your animal in the personal death process, flower essence remedies for humans and animals. There is a live person, too, to order and answer your questions there. It's an amazing resource for all things of nature. Michelle Small Wright, founder, has a truly unique story and life experience to share. She publishes Voices, a newsletter containing stories submitted about animal communication by ordinary people. My kitty story about my Lily and her transition was featured there. And for a beautiful film a whole family can embrace, do yourselves a favor and get the DVD called The Story of the Weeping Camel. This is a true story by two student filmmakers telling about how a Mongolian shaman used his music to help heal a mother camel unable to connect with her newborn baby. His music was able to translate her painful memory of birthing, which was stopping her from bonding with her baby. There's no special effects here or animation. This is an award-winning and heartwarming documentary, available on Amazon in the DVD section. To find out a little more about my recently hatched idea of an animal workshop, check my website, Karen Tallcat Conley. That's Tallcat with a K. Also, watch for the upcoming photo gallery of orbs, orb photos that I took in my own yard. Now, if you have questions or comments, the phone lines are open. So call us at 1-877-876-5227, USA only, or 888-815-9756, USA and Canada. I love taking calls, so don't hesitate to call in and with a comment or a question. So, as I said, I'll be teaching Intuition 101, Your Psychic Ability, on Friday, March 14th, at Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona. Call 928-205-1921 for tickets. I'll also be teaching a workshop with a field trip at the Greenhouse in Sholo, Arizona, on March 29th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. You'll see a beautiful film about orbs, and then we'll go to the field where you'll take your own digital photos of orbs. This land, specifically the hill, is very active with spirit energy. The Greenhouse is a wonderful community gathering place, a source for learning, for connecting with new people. It is a cafe, it serves great food, and everyone is welcome. So again, feel free to call in with comments or questions. You know I love callers. I'm happy to talk with my people. And once again, remember Mark Stanton Welch and his website, markstantonwelch.com, for his amazing CDs. I use his music in my classes because you can sing along to it. It's repetitive, and it actually changes your vibration. And I always encourage people to move with it because when you move, the music pulls you into the flow of life. I've used his music to jerk myself out of a bad mood or just to celebrate anytime I'm happy. Oh, they tell me I have a caller, so who am I speaking with?
Hi, Tallcat. It's Pam in Florida.
Hi, Pam in Florida. What can I do for you?
I have a question. One of my very dear friends lost her niece on February 13th, and I just wondered if you could tell me anything else about what might have happened.
Her niece was, I get the feeling this was a younger person.
Yeah, she was 24.
And this was not an expected but very unexpected passing. And I also have the feeling that it feels to me almost like her departure was, it may not have been accidental, but it had the feeling that an accident does, at least from her perspective, because it was entirely out of nowhere, yes?
Yes.
And are there questions around the cause of death?
Yes, they, she was in her car, in the garage with the car running, and the door was down, but there's like no indication that it was a suicide.
I don't have the impression, Pam, that this young woman was particularly unhappy prior to this event. Was the family aware of any depression?
No, quite the opposite.
I'll give you what my take on this is, for what it's worth. This is my 2 cents worth. And you'll find out, I'm sure, exactly what happened one way or the other. Well, I believe that there was a possibility, a fairly strong possibility, that there was something going on with this girl, unknown, a medical condition, that in one way or another contributed to her passing. I also know that this is an extremely traumatic event for your family,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what date did she pass over on?
The 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
It's really too soon for connecting with her spirit directly because she would be in the process of still what I call adapting to her new surroundings, although sometimes people do communicate rather quickly. What I would suggest that your family do, it's a little ritual that is amazingly helpful. It may not sound like much, but where there's a picture of her in her family's home, I suggest burning a white candle next to the picture. For as long as the family feels like maintaining it, this white light near the image of her physical form is very helpful in the beyond. I suggest also that the family not draw any conclusions until more evidence comes in. But I must say, I really do not feel, Pam, that this was a deliberate, intentional suicide. In young people, sometimes there's a kind of a thin line between acting out a cry for help and actually taking your life. But I do have this indicator tapping at the back of my head. There may have been an additional physical problem involved there.
Okay.
Does that help you?
That's what we're all thinking.
Yes, it seems like it's around the head. I don't know if it's a brain aneurysm, perhaps, a circulatory problem, some kind of a glitch in the, feels like the central nervous system or the brain itself.
Okay.
Is there going to be an autopsy?
No.
Okay. So, if that isn't a preference for this family, I suggest that they wait a period of time, allow themselves to settle and their emotions to calm down. Please send them love and light, and I will as well, for peace. But when things settle down a little bit more, perhaps they'll be willing in exploring ways to connect with her spirit, because one thing I can tell you, and I know you know this, life is eternal, and she lives on. And she will not regret where she is. Once she adapts, she'll have a wonderful adventure ahead of her without judgment of any kind. She will be okay. Please pass that on to her family, would you?
Yes, I will. I will.
Pam, it's great to talk to you as always, girlfriend.
Okay. Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I love you.
All right. I love you too. Thanks. Bye.
So, that's a little call-in regarding life after life. And I would like to repeat, just so everyone knows, that your loved ones live on. You should know this. They simply experienced a transmutation and a change in physical form, and their spirit and their soul is alive and well, and they have no regret in being in the wonderful location they are in, where the great adventure awaits them. Of course, we miss them, and we have sorrow over the physical loss of their presence, but if we are open to it, we can remain connected through the bonds of love that connected us here on this earth. So remember, not only are you connected by love to your family and loved ones that have crossed over, but as I was speaking about animals, that connection continues as well. It is possible not only to connect with your animal after they transition, but it is very possible to learn how to be helpful during the transition phase of the animal from life into the next life. It has been known of some animals that have even come back a second time around in a different body form just to be close to the people they loved. We know that animals go to, quote, heaven or the other side, and that because they have a soul, if they didn't have a soul, how else would they create and sustain life? Many times in my mediumship presentations, animals are a key piece of information. By coming onto the scene in the pictures that I receive from the vibrations of the other side, it is a way of recognizing that the communication is actual, honest, and real. Isn't it wonderful to know that life, all life, goes on? Every form of life continues on. Nature, animals, humans, children, older people, younger people, just life. It's an ongoing, never-ending process, like waves coming to the shore of a beach over and over again. So if there's anybody else out there waiting to talk or to call, I'll give you the number one more time. Just dial 877-489-6350 worldwide, or 888-228-4494 for USA and Canada. It's important that you know that you have amazing abilities. You came to the planet programmed for success. It is my belief that every one of us has the ability to heal ourselves and others, to transcend time and space, to communicate telepathically, and many other amazing qualities are already within us. It's only a matter of opening our mind and ourselves to such a process. I believe we have another caller now. So with who am I speaking?
This is Stephen from Illumination Station in Safety Harbor, Florida.
Stephen from Illumination Station, how can I help you?
Hey, Karen, we were listening to you online, and we just wanted to tell you, Greg and I wanted to tell you how proud and excited we are for you.
Oh, it's so great to hear from you guys. Greg and Steve were the owners of Illumination Station back in Florida, where I had my first experiences as a psychic reader, and it was a wonderful, good time. If you're ever in Florida, stop by Illumination Stations in Safety Harbor, Florida. It's a funky little house with all kinds of stuff to do, drumming circles on the weekends. It is, and Stephen and Greg are awesome. So remember, Illumination Stations in Florida if you're ever traveling. Do you guys have a question about an animal?
Not at the present time. I mean, we still have several animals like we used to, but...
Have either of you experimented with communicating with your animals through telepathy?
Greg would like sometimes to think he is connected with Presley. Sometimes he'll have thoughts about Presley and they'll come through, like Presley's there, and we'll have little reminders that Presley's with us. Presley was Greg's Shih Tzu for 12 years.
Yes, I remember Presley.
Yeah.
I remember you guys talking about Presley and his transition.
And then we had our cat, Casper passed away December 20th.
Yeah.
So I was, that was really upsetting. We didn't even expect it, but we have a, it's just, it's like having one of your family members pass away. I'm sure that
it is exactly like a family member. You know, some people don't understand that this connection to animals is very valuable and important. You know, Stephen, could you turn down your speaker just a little bit so we can connect better?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's got it now.
That's good. I suggest my feeling and my intuition about you two guys, having met you especially, that it would be really easy for you two to communicate with your animals telepathically. And since you have so many and they're such a big part of your life, very real, vibrant presences in your everyday life, wouldn't it be fun to try out some of these techniques?
It definitely would be, especially with our coffin spaniel, Lucy.
She's such a smart girl.
Yeah. She's right
here. Did you catch the resources that I mentioned earlier for learning about how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Check out Penelope Smith.
Yeah.
Her website, she has amazing books and articles and also teaches workshops about animal communication, actually interspecies communication, which includes wildlife. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is, definitely. That sounds great. I believe I'm in the other room now because of the speaker and stuff.
There you go. Now you got it.
On the laptop, so.
Yes.
But, it's really good to hear from you. I mean,
it's wonderful to hear from you. Thank you for calling. It was delightful to hear from you. Give Greg my best.
I will.
Okay.
And good luck. And
take care and call me anytime.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
As I was saying to Stephen, the resource of Penelope Smith, in my opinion, is the absolute ultimate resource as far as books and articles, and her magazine, Animal Links, is tremendous. It is easy and natural. You already know how to communicate with your animals. It's just a matter of practicing it a little bit, learning to relax, soften, and get grounded when you do it, and just trust openly the responses that you get without judgment or editing or taking out any of the pieces of the things you receive. Even if it seems silly, just go with it. In time, you will find it as natural as breathing. And most likely, it will spill over into understanding and communicating better with your human loved ones, your boss, wouldn't that be awesome? Or in any situation that's perhaps difficult in verbal communication, things can be accomplished telepathically. It's more subtle, and it's oh so helpful. By the way, telepathy is not invasive when it's practiced with the right attitude, and it is something that you will find miraculous in such a way that you will open your mind to the unexpected in life, and it has a way of pulling you into the pulse and the flow of really living, you know, and taking risks and challenges and exploring and being curious and wondering. Animals are rich, rich teachers in this respect. So once again, I want to point you to my website. That's Karen Tallcat Conley, that's Tall Cat with a K. And if you wish to listen to this show again, you can go to my website to listen to the archive, or you can check here on BBS for the archives there. And be sure to listen anytime you wish to, from either one, my website or the archives on BBS. And don't forget, The Story of the Weeping Camel, the DVD about the shaman that heals the camel, the mother camel. This documentary by two film students is awesomely moving, and the mother camel, the photography is so, so beautiful. You can actually observe the mother camel weeping as she begins to process her feelings and her emotions. It's very delicate and safe for your whole family to embrace. In addition to that, there's Perry Londra, which is awesome source. And in particular, the flower essences there are natural, safe, and healthy for people and humans. The emergency trauma solution by Michelle Smallwright for animals applies to any situation of any kind, physical trauma, emotional upset, anxiety, the animal approaching the transition process, even after the animal has transitioned, applying the ETS solution to the animal's skin directly will actually help balance the animal's spiritual, mental, and emotional being for the adventure the animal is about to face. ETS, emergency trauma solution, is also available for humans as well. Once again, my classes, so you can know, and if you live here in the Arizona area, please come do join me. I'd love to meet you if I haven't already. I'll be at Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona on Friday, March 14th, teaching Intuition 101, Your Psychic Ability, where you will learn to access, enhance, and improve your inner knowing. There's nothing more exciting to me than seeing people awaken or improve this ability. If you want to purchase a ticket, call 928-367-4477. Those classes fill up fast, so please do give them a call and get your ticket ahead of time. On March 21st to the 23rd, the hubby and I will be in Palm Springs attending the Prophets Conference on orbs, interacting with other realms. Check out www.greatmystery.org to learn more about it. And in, let's see, what is my other event? Oh, I'll be coming up with an amazing animal workshop. It'll be listed on my website where you can find those amazing photo gallery of orbs in my own yard, guys, in my own front and backyard. All you have to do is use a digital camera. Go out there. I like to shoot at night because there's less chance of reflection or distraction or, you know, camera glitches that would be confusing as to whether or not it's an orb. And just shoot where you feel a presence. The camera picking up on infrared will actually show you the presence of spirit beings in the form of light. Once again, the call-in number, if you want to call in, is 877-876-5227, USA only, and 888-815-9756, USA and Canada. We still have time for a call or two, so if you wish to comment or question, just dial the number. I'm right here, and I love speaking with you. So, my next class I'll throw in here as a reminder is the workshop with a field trip, Spirit Photography in the Company of Orbs at the Greenhouse in Sholo on March 29th from 7 to 8:30. If you live here and you haven't explored the Greenhouse Healing Center in Sholo, you really must try it out. It's an amazing, funky cafe, reminds me of my younger hippie days, where everyone is welcome. Good food, good coffee, music on Friday nights, and every third Friday is open mic night. So if you want to check it out, you can get directions from Cindy Slater, the wonderful proprietor, 928-537-0356. Now, in one mention in about my the subject of telepathic communication, most of you, if you think about it, and you reminisce a bit, you will remember times that you have experienced this. I want to say that even a simple thing like knowing who was on the phone when the phone first rang or at the door, that's a telepathic connection. When you sense a feeling from your lover or your child or your mother, and it comes to you sort of like, the way it comes to me is like a wave of emotion and sensation. That's a telepathic communication very often. Telepathy can be practiced through specific methods. And through repetitive practice, you'll become very proficient at it. It's fun to practice with your partner, for instance. I often, when my hubby goes to the store and I forgot to tell him to get something, I try to send him a message via telepathy to remind him to get usually Ben and Jerry's ice cream, most likely, you know, the chocolate brownie fudge kind. So I send him a message telepathically, like a picture of the chocolate ice cream. One time I needed flowers, a particular type of flowers for an event I was doing, and he had gone to the store. So I sent him a picture of lavender flowers, specifically. And I'll be darned, he came home with lavender flowers. It was like bingo. It's so much fun to play this game. As you play it, you're getting more proficient, and you're relaxing into accepting it, and you're letting down your barriers, and you're becoming, most importantly, a part of the one or the whole of everything once you learn to communicate telepathically. Be sure to explore talking with wildlife, which is amazing. Amazing interaction. There's just no end to the possibilities of sharpening this skill that you came to the planet already possessing. All you need to do is reawaken to it and sort of relearn it. It's a good foundation also for increasing your intuitive ability, which is so helpful in living a higher and more harmonious life. So last chance for callers. If there's anybody out there that would like to chat, comment, even say hi, you can call me at 877-876-5227 USA or 888-815-9756. The lines are open here on BBS Radio. I've really been enjoying having this radio show as a means to connect with people beyond my area and community. It's an exciting age that we live in of technology and connection. It's been my impression as I go along and I think about these things and, you know, middle of the night or while I'm soaking in the bathtub, is communication through computers and radios sort of a forerunner for telepathic communication that might be the chosen method of communication in the future. Professor William Tiller said that our physical eyes only see approximately 10% of the comprised universe as we know it. We don't see, for instance, radio waves, which carry huge amounts of information, yet we know they exist. When you tap into the great beyond and things that might seem too far out to embrace, you're creating new energy and vibration within yourself that is good for you, for your psyche, for your health, for your spirit. It opens you up to an awareness and a consciousness of day-to-day, minute-to-minute, moment-to-moment living of your life, of time passing, of possibilities, of dreams, of future plans and unknown events, and what's around that corner, and how does that work, and why not poke through a dimension to see what's on the other side. Have you ever tried it? Well, why not? It's possible. It's amazing. And you can do it. So, if you want to update on my upcoming appearances or events or listen to this show again, just go to KarenTallCat.com. There you'll find listings of events and appearances and lots of resources, helpful links, and stories. So, I wish you well, and I think we're about to come to the closing time. I want to say that I'll see you next time here on BBS Radio on Wednesday, March the 5th, from 6:55 to 7:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I thank you for joining me tonight. Till next time, it's bye now. Stick around for some closing music by none other than Mark Stanton Welch, and if your toes ain't tapping and you're not moving, somebody better check your pulse. Bye.
Body all around my soul, roll me over, spirit.